to Sound Sessions here on WGN Radio. Hope you guys are having as much fun as we are tonight. This is Michael.
Oh, hey, I'm Kevin.
Hey, Kevin. So, Kev, you know, there's a lot of talk going on right now, whether it be regarding millennials, whether it be regarding entitlement, and I kind of wanted to look a little bit more in-depth into it. I know you did as well.
Yeah.
Luckily, we were joined by a psychologist, lawyer, investigation discovery host, author of Stop Moaning, Start Owning, How Entitlement is Ruining America and How Personal Responsibility Can Fix It.
Love that.
We have Dr. Brian Russell joining us today. How's it going today, Brian?
Hey, thanks for having me, Mike and Kevin, and everybody out there listening. Nice to be with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks pleasure. For joining us. So I guess just to start things off, what has kind of inspired you to start writing about this?
Well, as a psychologist, as a lawyer, as a TV host, as a business person, I have seen entitlement on the rise in America throughout my entire career, and I have seen it do nothing but damage people at every level. I'm talking about their relationships, their marriages, their families, parenting, kids, schools, workplaces, the communities, the economy, and ultimately, you know, the amalgamation of all that is the nation. And so I see it as probably the single most destructive thing in America right now at all of those levels. And so I was motivated to try to bring the combination of expertise that I've been able to build over the years to people and try to bring this problem to their attention. And I don't like to bring a problem to your attention without also trying to bring a solution. And so I've tried to draw in the book the contrast between entitlement on the one hand and personal responsibility on the other. And my thesis is that personal responsibility will serve you better in every one of those aspects of life.
Absolutely. You know, the responsibility that one holds is a really important part. I mean, it all comes down to integrity of, like, what you're going through and who you are in your own character. Now, do you see, Dr. Russell, this in certain groups, or is this just widespread among everybody?
You know, I'm so glad that you asked that, because a lot of people say, oh, it's millennials. Millennials are so entitled.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of entitlement among the millennial generation, but you have to remember somebody raised millennials.
Yeah, thank you.
That's the point.
So
I wanted to bring that up, because millennials, we're the scapegoat of America right now. And, I mean, somebody raised us this way, right?
Yeah, and it starts at, you know, the good news is the solution starts at home. The bad news is the problem usually starts at home. Entitlement is really an attitude that is rooted in a personality trait. And the personality, the attitude is, I'm owed things.
Right.
I'm uniquely deserving of things. And the personality trait from which that springs is narcissism. And your personality gets formed, you know, there's a genetic component. There's something about how the brain is wired. But I think mostly it gets formed as you be socialized. Mm-hmm. And you get socialized in your earliest years of life by your parents. And what we know about personality traits is they start to form very early in life. And once they take root, their roots go deep. And it is very difficult to change. If you get somebody, for example, who makes it even into the early to mid-teen years, who doesn't think there's anything wrong with walking into a store, picking up an item, sticking it in their pocket, and walking out without paying for it, unfortunately, the very best psychologists in the world are probably never going to talk that kid into thinking that's wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I came up in an interesting way. So when I graduated college, seeing my sister graduate college, and she's a few years older than me, she was such a hard worker, and she right out of college landed a job. When I graduated a few years later, the economy wasn't doing as well. I got into an industry that wasn't as, I guess, hiring like instantly like that, being in radio. Mm-hmm. And I really had to work my butt off to get to where I am today. And I think that's a credit to just my upbringing. And also, I think a large part of a way to get around entitlement is having a sense of competition. Do you think that's important, being raised with competition?
Absolutely, I do. And I think that's what is wrong with these misguided adults who want to give a trophy to everybody. We're not going to keep score in the game. We're going to give a trophy to everybody just for participating. It isn't Well, it just isn't true. I mean, there is, we are not all created equal in terms of what we are good at. And I think that one of the reasons why you probably persevered the way you did and have now found the success that you have is that you took stock of yourself. You realized what you were not the most competitive in and what you were.
Yeah.
In other words, you figured out what your unique talent and gift was for radio. And you built, you tried to build your career around that, and you persevered at it. And look now what's happened. And that's what you don't encourage people to do when you tell them everybody's just as good at everything as everybody else.
No, and that's just not true.
Yeah, the competitive nature just can separate a person from the next level. I mean, every day should be a competition with yourself in a way, just, you know, to become a better person. So I wanted to see, Dr. Russell, if we keep heading down this road of those, you know, catering to those who feel that they are entitled, where is this going to lead us in the next few years?
Well, I mean, I think you can look at it on a number of different levels. You can look at it on a global competition level. I worry, I've taught a college course now for 10 years, and I worry about the ability of our young people to go out and be competitive, keep winning the competitive war against our global competition.
Mm-hmm.
When I travel, for example, to China, and I talk to young people there, and I hear people say to me, I just want to work. I want to get educated. I want to get as much education as I can, and I want to work, and I want to work hard, and I want to have stuff that previous generations of my family have not been able to have, and I want to keep it. And I talk to people here, and with exceptions, of course, these are averages, but I talk to people here, and it's like, yeah, well, I mean, I've been breathing now for 21 years, and so I ought to have a degree and a $60,000 starting salary. And that concerns me, because that is not, the way that it works. You have to go out there and create more value than what you're taking home for somebody else, or else why did they want you there? You can look at it on a crime level. We're not doing nearly enough in this country to hold people accountable for their destructive behavior. We're letting people out early. We're not putting them in long enough to begin with. We're giving them third, fourth, fifth, sixth chances when they've done really destructive stuff. You can look at it from a marriage level. We've got a lot of marriages breaking up because people expect their spouse, they feel entitled to their spouse, meet all of their needs and make them happy all the time. It's a totally unrealistic view of marriage. I host a show about the worst possible disastrous marriages you could ever imagine. But on a smaller level, I think there's a lot of family suffering that's happening because of entitlement. So you ask, where are we going? It's not a good place.
Yeah.
The economic, just the economic stuff alone, the spending that we're doing as individuals and as a nation is just absolutely unsustainably out of whack in proportion to what we are, the value that we're creating. Whether you're talking about what individuals are earning and charging on credit cards or what the country's taking in taxes and spending.
So I kind of want to get into the workplace a little bit because it's an interesting thing for me to watch. You know, I kind of described my struggle and how I worked my butt off to get to where I am today. There is something to be said about the individuals that are just graduating college and expect to kind of be handed that job. I've seen it firsthand. Or individuals that don't take their job seriously. And to me, I get frustrated by that. If I see somebody that has a position that's, you know, a respected position here at the station and they're not holding up their end. Well, that's frustrating to me because I worked hard to get to where I am and to do what I do today, you know? Mm-hmm. So what are some, how is it the sense of entitlement affecting the workplace?
Well, I think that you hit on it exactly. And the biggest complaint that I get when I consult with business leaders is that the younger generation comes in and they don't understand the value proposition. They don't understand that the reason why we brought you here was because we think that over time, not on day one, not on day two, not in the first 6 months or even a year, but over time, you are going to be able to create more value for us than we're sending home with you every 2 weeks in your paycheck. If we didn't think that, we wouldn't have brought you in here. So before you come in here talking to us about taking more home every 2 weeks, you got to give us a return on our investment.
Yes.
It isn't just about the fact that you've been here 6 months, so now a raise should be coming. It's like you ought to be able to come in here and show, hey, look what I've done for you. look what you've paid me, but look at the value I've created. See, it's way out of whack in the positive direction. So I would like to take a little more home. That's how it's supposed to work.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we're going to be taking a quick break. Dr. Russell, we'd love for you to join us for the second half. Is that okay?
I'd love to.
Fantastic. And I will not be, it's just because I'm not entitled. I just wanted to see if you wanted to join us. But we will take another quick look at what's going on with the entitlement in America. Is it a good thing? Where is it leading us? And we'll do all of that right after this break. Sound Sessions here on WGN Radio.
Welcome back to Sound Sessions on WGN. Again, you can reach us at 312-981-7200. That's both the text and call lines. We're talking to Dr. Brian Russell. He's a psychologist, lawyer, host of TV shows. He wrote a book, Stop Moaning, Start Owning, How Entitlement is Ruining America and How Personal Responsibility Can Fix It. Dr. Russell, let me put you on here. Dr. Russell, so I'm wondering, is this like a new thing, or is this a trend? Has this happened in other generations before? What's the word on that?
Historically, this is something that has kind of developed in our nation over about the last 50 years. Certainly, it was personal responsibility that built the country into the greatest, freest, most prosperous nation in the history of the world. And one of the downsides of that, and it's just unavoidable, is that when you have had an extended period of prosperity, as we have had in this country. We've had an extended period of relative safety. We had 9/11, the anniversary of which is coming up this weekend. But, it's been a long time since we've really had an existential crisis where we might have lost the country over it. And so one of the unfortunate unintended consequences of that is that it starts to just feel normal to people to have all of their needs and a lot of their wants met, not have to worry about their security. And so rather than being, I talk a lot in the book about the importance of gratitude, being grateful for all the things that you have in life to which you are not entitled, but you have them anyway. And I think that it's unfortunate. It's partly due to education. We're not educating people about how unique in the world human history this country is and how the unprecedented the price prosperity and lifestyle choices that people have here are and how fragile that is, though, how we have to all be working all the time to preserve those wonderful gifts that we've been given as Americans. But as I said, it starts at home. You can't really pin it on the schools, because the earliest education, the basic rules of life about personal responsibility, if you make a mess, you clean it up. You tell the truth. You don't take what isn't yours. You don't hit somebody who isn't hitting you. Those get taught at home in the 0 to 5 years. Those don't get taught at school.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I heard this great, great discussion on this. There's this viral video that's going around right now of a professor or, you know, a captain of industry giving a speech about how he was brought to this conference in a nice, like, limousine and brought here, given coffee and everything. And, you know, they hoisted him on stage. There was a valet who walked him to the stage and everything. And then it was because he held this great job, and then he came back the next year without the job he had the year before. He was demoted, I think, but still able to speak at this conference. And all he was given was a styrofoam cup to give to drink his coffee. And he gives you this moral of the story, which is, you know, all this entitlement, all these grandiose things that you're given aren't meant for you. It's for the position you hold, and you should be careful to remember that all you're good enough is for that styrofoam cup. So, I mean, this whole entitlement thing is so true going on that this is what people are watching now. It's the fact that we're not entitled anymore. But, you know, I did want to see, is there a positive side to this entitlement? I mean, is there any good that will come from coddling children today?
I don't think there's good to come from entitlement. I think there's good to come from I'm so glad we're having this discussion because we are at a pivotal time right now in our nation's history where we are getting to choose in a short couple of months new leadership for the country. And I think that people ought to be discussing listening, just as we're doing here, and I hope people listening to talk to this now, talk about this now at home, or at work, or wherever they are over the weekend here, about what are we entitled to expect from our fellow Americans? What are we entitled to expect America to give to us? And what ought we be expected to contribute and to do for ourselves? Because your beliefs about that are going to really determine which one of the two candidates you think is offering a policy program that is actually more in line with whatever your philosophy is. And just similarly to how you would think about with 9/11 anniversary coming up this weekend, which one do you think is more likely to keep us safe? Okay, and right along those same lines, which one do you think has the right idea about what you're entitled to and what you ought to be expected to do for yourself?
Kevin, tell me if I'm wrong here, but I feel like our generation, you and I are around the same age, and I don't remember getting a trophy for everything.
No.
I remember seeing like the one MVP trophy,
yeah.
And then you got like maybe a baseball if you hit a home run
right.
That day.
Well, something. You know, we're like millennial cuspers. We're not quite there. We're walking the line between that. I don't know, would it be Gen X or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and so, Dr. Russell, where do you, I guess, if this sense of entitlement continues to be raised in the children that are coming up in our country here, where do you see this taking the country?
There's going to be a lot of pain, unfortunately. There's going to be a lot of pain at the personal, interpersonal level with relationships and marriages not working out and people not understanding why. And, of course, that does a lot of damage to children. And causes them to grow up without the right idea about what a relationship should look like and what a healthy marriage and all that should look like. So it just becomes a cycle. As I said, the spending is unsustainable. We cannot continue to spend so out of proportion with what we take in as individual Americans and as a nation. And if we don't get a handle on it in a way now, so that we can change in a gradual way and we can make you know, adjustments and cuts, and where we have some discretion about it and we can minimize the suffering that they cause, we're going to end up like Greece where we're going to have to make it. We're not going to have any choice. We're going to hit a wall where we cannot borrow the way that we once could. And we're going to have to make drastic cuts immediately that are going to cause tremendous pain and suffering for people. And then just on a street level, you know, if we don't get crime under control, we're already starting to see a reversal of the trend that we had seen for a couple of decades of crime, violent crime rates coming down. I'm worried about that because it seems like we've got a lot of people who think, oh, you know, yeah, we gotta be more merciful. We've got to have more understanding for why people do these. No, we don't. It's very, very easy to go through your whole life without stabbing anyone. So I don't know why anybody.
That's true.
We've got a case here in my hometown where a guy stabbed his wife and just got probation.
What?
Are you
wow.
kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? What could possibly be somebody's rationale for why that is fair and okay and,
yeah.
and that we shouldn't be worried now about this guy being running around the streets of my town with access to knives?
Yeah.
Crazy.
That is crazy.
It truly is. You know what I blame? LaCroix and Pokemon Go.
That's like millennial crack right there. Yeah, that's their go-to. That's funny.
Yeah, I mean it's crazy what's going on in the world where you know do you see like social media and the fact that we're all so interconnected with the internet and everything and there's so many trending things going on that we just get distracted and that maybe that's leading to this entitlement as well.
I'm so glad that you brought this up because I always say that, you know, who Narcissus was. Narcissus was the Greek mythological character who fell in love with his reflection, and he is the namesake of narcissism.
Mm-hmm.
I always say if Narcissus were alive today, his reflecting pool would be social media. It would be his Twitter feed. It wouldn't be
so true.
Reflecting pool because it enables people to create this idea to project to others this idealized image of themselves. I'm only going to show you what I want you to see that makes me look good,
right?
Or that gets me your sympathy or your attention or whatever it is I want from you. And I can selectively, if I don't like what you say back to me, I can just click a button and you disappear. So I can surround myself only with people who reinforce what I want to have reinforced about myself. And I think people are living, as you said, way too much in that world.
Yeah.
It takes you out of the real world, which is where you need to be grounded and you need to be spending most of your time.
Yeah.
Yeah, because once you get unplugged, I mean, what is there left to do? Right. You're just Narcissus looking in a pool of LaCroix.
There you go. And you know, this is making it to the college. This trophies for everybody thing that you see in elementary school, it's making it, that mentality is making it into the college level where you've got people running around the campus where I teach who think that they are entitled to go through their 4 years or 5 years or 6 years of college without ever being offended. Hmm. I'm entitled to never have anybody say or do anything in my presence that makes me the slightest bit uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
That's nuts.
That is nuts.
It is.
And I have to applaud the University of Chicago, since we're on WGN here,
that's right,
for having an administrator tell kids the truth and send out a letter prior to this academic year where he said to people, look, don't come here and expect to never be offended. If you come here for the 4 years and you're not offended, we probably haven't done the best job of exposing you to multiple viewpoints about things.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. That was such a bold thing to do. And I think it was kind of like a jab here to the other schools.
Sure.
Like, take that to Paul. We're going to, like, not say no to anybody.
Well, Dr. Russell, we're about out of time here. I'd love to talk to you about what the solutions to this could be. Hopefully that's in your book. Where can people find your book?
Amazon, best place to find it. We've made it ridiculously cheap today for WGN listeners, and the solutions are personal responsibility and gratitude. But it'll walk you through it in much more detail if you go and pick up the book. Like I said, it's ridiculously low cost. I think you'll get a great return on investment if you go pick one up.
Well, Dr. Russell, thank you so much for joining us. You can find him at drbrianrussell.com.